Houston. A new week begins, my friends. Welcome to another hour. I can't even speak. It's been that kind of a day. Welcome to another hour of The Flip Side. Robbie and I are doing a little bit of a switch this week. He'll be sitting in with you Tuesday and Thursday night. I'll be with you here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday of this week. Jeff Bennett sitting behind the mic tonight. I don't have a lot of voice. I've been on the phone a lot more today than I would have expected to be. Markets were all closed today, so nothing to report as far as the Dow, gold, silver, any of that good stuff. What's interesting, however, is several headlines I've come across within the last few moments, which I think unto themselves could certainly be an entire program, but we do have some other directions to go tonight. According to a report that came out earlier today, the United States, Mexico, and Canada are in the midst of harmonizing their policies. Deep cooperation, the subheadline says, on many fronts already underway, reveals a new official publication. They have no intention of listening to us, do they? Well, we're going to give it a run for our money anyway. In the economic realm, very interesting comment. The euro has displaced the dollar in bond markets for the second straight year. The euro has outstripped greenback-denominated bond market for the second year. More and more people putting their money into and behind the euro. Ladies and gentlemen, if you can't read between the lines or read the handwriting on the wall, it is curtains for the dollar as we know it. We have but a year left before the North American Union is slated to take place. I think the American public is long overdue for some definitive explanations from Washington and from our elected officials exactly what they have in mind for us. Let's see what kind of babble emanates from their orifices, upper or lower. It doesn't make a lot of difference. They're all really holes, you know. It's amazing to me. Tomorrow night, Tuesday, I will have the privilege of joining Frank Whalen for the first 2 hours of Frankly Speaking. I hope you'll join us. Some new directions to go. Some challenges to the listeners. Those of you who are always saying, do something, give us some solutions. We're going to attempt to do that tomorrow night. I will be on once again for the first 2 hours of Frankly Speaking with Frank Whalen. I certainly hope you will join us. It will be a fast-paced 2 hours, but it's going to be a fact-filled 2 hours, and we're going to have some interesting challenges for you. Stay with us for this hour of The Flip Side. I'll be back with you in just a few moments on the flip side of this commercial break.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Over some additional headlines. Becomes interesting. They continue to pop up. You know, Saturday I was at the American Freedom Riders rally in downtown Phoenix. We had over 200 people participating. If you're not understanding what it's about, Wednesday morning, two former U.S. Border Patrol agents, Ramos and Campion, are scheduled to turn themselves in to be incarcerated for 11 and 12 years collectively. Former Border Patrol agents. Why? Because they were defending and protecting this nation. You see, it seems that they shot at a drug smuggler, a known drug smuggler who was coming into this country down at the border with a fairly large amount of drugs. The guy gets shot. He gets arrested. He sues them for violation of his civil rights. They're found guilty. They get to go to jail, each one of them having three young children and wives. I met one of them over the weekend. There were rallies throughout the country and as far away as Honolulu, Hawaii, on their behalf. Quite amazing. And yet, what do we read? Last week, a 22-year-old was crossing illegally into Arizona with his family. Altercation with Border Patrol agents. The 22-year-old was shot dead by a border agent. We'll see what happens there. Coming out of Texarkana, the Gazette, illegal has been charged with raping a teen girl, 15-year-old girl. We all now also have fatal diseases found in developing countries are cropping up in South Texas. Do you get the idea? Oh, by the way, seven Mexicans were killed in a storm-related crash over the weekend. They happen to be illegals, but the news reports don't want to emphasize that any longer. The first report that came out referenced illegals. They referenced Mexican nationals. They don't want to use the term illegal. They want to call them Mexican nationals. Ladies and gentlemen, there are headline after headline after headline dealing with this illegal invasion of America. And that is partially what I'm going to discuss on Frank's program tomorrow night. I do hope you will join us. In the interim, writing in today's Capitol Hill Blues, Doug Thompson, There were several different columns I could have chosen to share with you, but I felt Thompson's was the one to hit the nail on the head. You may tend to agree or disagree. These are his opinions. I will also share with you they're my opinions. Enough of this pussyfooting around, Thompson said. It is time to impeach. Not just Bush. Bush and Cheney. Both, he says, belong behind bars, not just for high crimes and misdemeanors against the Constitution of the United States, but for war crimes and murder on an international scale. Try them in the Senate and then ship them to The Hague to be tried as war criminals and for the deaths of each American soldier and Iraqi civilian in their illegal and immoral invasion of Iraq. But let's not stop there, he says. Let us arrest Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and former Defense Secretary Don Rumsfeld as co-conspirators in a plot to destroy the Democratic Republic of the United States of America. Add, as fellow conspirators, every member of Congress who voted to authorize Bush's dirty little war and who voted for the rights-robbing USA Patriot Act the first time around and or the extension of that vile law the second time. America, if you have not figured it out, is a country out of control, led by a government that doesn't listen to its people. Bush, on national television last night, admitted he doesn't much care what the American people think about him or his war. He's going to do whatever he damn well pleases because he knows no one has the power or the cojones to stop him. And my friends, I hate to say it, but sadly he's right. Bush consolidated his power by leveraging a shell-shocked Republican-led Congress after 9/11 to give him everything he wanted. Democrats equally share the blame. Most of them also voted for the war and for the Patriot Act. The Republic rat leadership may be gone, but the Democrats who replace them aren't listening to the voters who put them into power. They talk lamely of non-binding resolutions against the war, hearings ad infinitum, and the standard political rhetoric that has for far too long replaced any real leadership in the halls of Congress. The time has come to stop talking. The time has come to act. Speaker of the House Pelosi must remove the shackles from her colleagues who want to impeach a president who has, with the help of Congress, overthrown the government of this country and established for all practical purposes a dictatorship that answers to no one. And that if Pelosi refuses to act, my friends, then let her term as Speaker be a short one and put the reign of the party of the jackasses into mothballs when our turn comes again at the ballot box. The Republicrats failed and the Democrats seem destined to follow, but then that's no real surprise to me, and I hope it's not a surprise to you. It's amazing when there's a change in party leadership, or in this particular case, a change of which party is supposedly in power. Congressionally speaking, we speak here. We honestly take a deep breath and believe for just one brief shining moment that things are about to change. Because after all, it's not that the American people voted against the president or against the Republicans. It voted against the war. I don't know about you folks, but the news that came out over the weekend about Ron Paul throwing his hat in the ring to run for the presidency and serious consideration about a party ticket with Ron Paul and Tom Tancredo on it is quite interesting to me. Let's scrap the existing two-party system, which isn't a two-party system at all. Let's look elsewhere for our leaders. Maybe we do have to look at a third party. Maybe we look at no party at all. The political system in America is an outmoded, scandal-ridden, corrupt dinosaur that no longer listens to the will of the people or gives a rat's patoot about the nation. I submit to you that Bush must go, and so must Cheney. And if the Congress won't do the job, then they must go as well. The only real questions are how and how soon. Could Americans afford to wait until 2008 to lance the festering boils on the body politic? I'm not so sure we can. Ladies and gentlemen, the month of January of 2007 is now half over. We have 11 and a half months to go in this year. By this time next year, the election year politics will all be running at full speed. We'll already have a pretty good inclination as to who's going to be in and who's going to be out and who ran out of money and who couldn't get the support. For next year's presidential election, that's right, next year. You've forgotten that, haven't you? Next year, we go to the polls to have our votes manipulated electronically to let us know who they want to give us as a leader for 4 or 8 years or whatever the case may happen to be. I have a dream today. Oh, not yet. Yeah, I have a dream today. I got a lot of dreams today. And unlike our little brown friends that are probably coming across the border as we speak from down Mexico way, and maybe they're swimming. No, I'm not going to say that. Never mind. You know what happens when you get swimming? You get wet. Never mind. Some of you will figure that one out. I spent the majority of the weekend working on one of the most in-depth, longest columns that I have written in quite some time. It is, of course, posted over at the Federal Observer, federalobserver.com. And although I did not do as much updating between Saturday and Sunday as I normally do because of this, folks, I was up working on this column till 4 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. It's entitled Inherit the Wind, Reap the Whirlwind. Now, for those of you who are not going to be in a position to stay up and listen to the entirety of my guest appearance on Frank Whalen's program tomorrow night, I invite you to go to the Federal Observer. www.federalobserver.com. The column at the very top of this, under my heading, without apology, it's entitled Inherit the Wind, Reap the Whirlwind. I'm not going to take you into it right now because there's really no time. Get some time to read it. Be prepared. Do your homework. There's some very specific instructions in there telling you what to do and what to get ready for. Hey, stick around. I'll be back in just a couple minutes on the flip side of this commercial break.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already have it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Page of my past, you didn't even say goodbye when you slammed that door. Now I'm lying here alone in what once was our bed, trying to forget all the cruel words you said while the radio was playing what once was our favorite song.
Now, welcome back, my friends. Next segment of The Flip Side. Talking a little bit about the column that that we've got posted on the Federal Observer, Inherit the Wind, Reap the Whirlwind. It speaks in depth about 3 very intense problems we're facing in this country. And interestingly enough, they are all intertwined. And I'm not speaking about the war. The invasion, the illegal invasion of America, yes. The totalization treaty with Mexico, yes. The North American Union, yes. And the letter talks about them in terms of how we are going to mount a campaign to combat all 3 of them. And I know that some of you are saying, Bennett, you're out of your mind. Forget it. Give it up. Well, I'll tell you what. Those of you who take on that kind of an attitude, I don't want you in the foxhole with me. Get out of my way. Because it is that kind of an attitude throughout this country's history, ladies and gentlemen, that has created the very problems we are living amongst today. Because the American public likes to talk about the problem, but they don't want to get involved with the problem. They just assume their next-door neighbor do it for them. That way they can go back to whatever they're doing, kidnapping boys and keeping them in their apartments for 4 years, or watching girls going wild videos, or ordering overpriced rare coins or pseudo-rare coins at 2 o'clock in the morning of some ridiculous coin program on late-night cable television. You cannot test success or failure until you throw yourself into it. I'll be making some moderate changes after this program tonight as relates to the article that's up there now, because there's a few changes that I've come to the conclusion have to be made to the plan. But we are going to address all 3 of these issues, and we're going to make our feelings known. But we're not going to waste our time with emails, and we're not going to waste our time with letter-writing campaigns, because both of those are doomed to failure. emails are doomed to failure because all of your emails go to a clearinghouse to make sure that you're not some terrorist levying a threat upon your elected official. And then most of them just go to the dumpster anyway. Letters, the same thing. Letters are written, they go to a clearinghouse to make sure that they're not full of anthrax. And therefore, your letters never get to your elected officials. And so this column is going to talk about these very issues and how we're going to attack it. And beginning late tomorrow night, we're going to start the attack. So I do invite you to go to the federalobserver.com, read the column, and be prepared to start taking action. That's all you got to do. And we're going to walk you through how to do it step by step. So I hope you will stay with us on this. Don't just walk away and say there's nothing that can be done. The only reason nothing can be done is because you chose not to participate. Now, whether it's these three issues or some other issue, I'm going to start teaching you how to take action, how to make the necessary contacts, how to reach these dirt bags, how to make a difference. Now, before we go to the break, I want to share these quick three paragraphs with you. America's financial future is mirrored in our own family. And how many of you can relate to this? Cousins who live in the old manufacturing centers of Dayton or Detroit or Denora, Pennsylvania, have made no financial progress in the last 30 years. Worse than that, they've been held in a state of virtual serfdom to the unions and their employers. That is, even in a declining economy with fewer opportunities available, with many periodic layoffs and slowdowns, they still get enough in salary, health benefits, and pensions to keep them hanging around. They should have moved out years ago. And as it turned out, they've gotten no wage gains, and their houses haven't gone up in value as they have in other parts of the country. Remember, we could visit the family in the 50s and 60s. They seemed so well off in comparison to us. Of course, that wasn't hard to do since we were the poorest white folk we knew. Our uncles worked in mills and factories with high wages. They drove new cars. They lived well. They were positive, forward-looking, interested in new technology, and apparently becoming wealthier every year. But now, my friends, the whole situation has changed. Driving through the same towns is depressing. In many areas around the country, the houses are empty. The shops are boarded up. The car is abandoned. The factories are rusty, and our cousins often seem to be discouraged and even depressed. We, my friends, all across America, have been had. But I have a dream tonight. And when we return from the break, I'm going to share that dream with you. See you on the flip side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719. It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Is my story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town.
Yeah, but she never ran around with me, but maybe I didn't care. Welcome back to the final half hour of The Flip Side. Today, my friends, I come to you, as probably I do in most days, in total disgust, as this country is in terrible trouble and the drums of distress, earth changes, false flag threats, and fear-mongering are about more wars beat in the background. In addition, while Congress and the President commit billions of dollars and tens of thousands of human resources towards a war which was ill-advised from the start, our borders, which should have been closed on 9-12 of 01, continue to remain wide open to all comers, ostensibly for the benefit of corporate America. Congress's apparent unwillingness and inability to do their job is now under scrutiny, and America's demise is in the distance. What I share with you over the next 15, 20 minutes is my updated version of a now famous speech given in Washington, D.C. on August the 28th, 1963. I am happy to join with you tonight in what should go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. 74 years ago, our 16th president signed the Emancipation Proclamation, thereby enslaving nearly six generations of Americans yet to come. This momentous decree, although viewed as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Americans, in fact was the beginning of the long night of our captivity. But 140 years later, 144 years later, we are still not free. The Negro is still not free. The white man is still not free. The Asians are still not free. And the red man is still not free. For my friend, America is still not free. 144 years later, the life of an American is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 144 years later, many Americans live on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. 144 years later, we are languishing in the corners of American society and increasingly find ourselves in exile in our own land. And so we have come together tonight to dramatize a shameful condition. In a sense, we have come to cash a check. When the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution of the Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fall heir. The note was a promise that all men would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But it is obvious today that America has defaulted on this promissory note insofar as her citizens are concerned. For instead of honoring this sacred obligation, America has given her people a bad check. A check which has come back marked insufficient funds. But we refuse to believe that the Bank of Justice is bankrupt. We refuse to believe that there are insufficient funds in the great vaults of opportunity of this nation. And so we have come to cash this check. A check that will give us, upon demand, the riches of freedom and the security of justice. We have also got to remind America of the fierce urgency of now. The time of the tranquilizing drug of gradualism is long over. Now is the time to make real the promises of democracy. Now is the time to rise from the dark and desolate valley of fascist oppression. Now is the time to lift our nation from the quicksands of injustice to the solid rock of brotherhood. Now is the time to make justice a reality for all of America's children. It would, my friends, be fatal for the nation to overlook the urgency of the moment. This freezing winter of our legitimate discontent will not pass until there is an invigorating spring of freedom and equality. 2007 is not an end, but a beginning. A newly invigorated Congress has recently been seated, and those who hoped that we needed to blow off steam and will now be content will have a rude awakening if the nation returns to business as usual. There will be neither rest nor tranquility in America until this nation is once again returned to the letter of the law. The whirlwinds of revolt will continue to shake the foundations of our nation until the bright day of justice emerges. But there is something that I must say to my friends who are aware of the loss of freedom and justice. In the process of reestablishing America's rightful place as the land of the free, we must not be guilty of wrongful deeds. Let us not seek to satisfy our thirst for freedom by drinking from the cup of bitterness and hatred. We must forever conduct our struggle on the high plane of dignity and discipline. We must not allow our creative protest to degenerate into physical violence unless absolutely necessary. Again and again, we must rise to the majestic heights of meeting physical force with soul force. The marvelous new militancy which has engulfed the patriot community must not lead us to distrust of all elected officials, for some have come to realize that their destiny is tied up with our destiny, and their freedom inextricably bound to our freedom. We cannot walk alone. As we gather together this night, we must make the pledge that we will forge ahead. For you see, we cannot turn back. There are those who are asking the devotees of freedom and justice, when will you patriots be satisfied? Now, we can never be satisfied as long as we remain the victim of the unspeakable horrors of tyrannical brutality. We can never be satisfied as long as the threat of phone taps and bank examinations and unlawful seizures and inspections of our mail, all in the name of national security. We can never be satisfied as long as third-rate individuals are put before us and represented as qualified candidates, while electronic voting machines make the decisions for us. We can never be satisfied as long as 20 million illegal aliens pour across our borders and put forth demands on our system of government, while you and I lose our freedoms each and every day. We can never be satisfied as long as we have a president who violates the trust of the American public and placates his friends in the global corporate world. No. No, we are not satisfied, and we will not be satisfied until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. I'm not unmindful that some of you have tuned into this program out of great personal trials and tribulation. Some of you sit in your homes tonight wondering where your next meal is coming from, or whether you'll be able to keep your homes due to the fact that your job has been outsourced to third world nations. Some of you have come from areas where your quest for freedom left you battered by the storms of persecution for your political beliefs or activism. You've been the veterans of creative suffering. Continue to work with the faith that unearned suffering is redemptive. Let us not wallow in the valley of despair. I say to you tonight, my friends, so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the real American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day soon in the halls of the United States Congress, the sons and daughters of our elected officials will rise up against their parents for having sold this nation out to international concerns. And I have a dream that one day in cities such as Chicago and Phoenix that the citizenry will arise and march on City Hall and demand an end to sanctuary status for illegal aliens. And I have a dream that the people of America will awaken and rise up and that the North American Union shall die where it lies. And I have a dream that honesty and integrity will be restored to our nation's capital, along with a debt-free monetary system of just weight and measure, and that the Federal Reserve System shall be overthrown and disbanded. I have a dream today. I have a dream that America will cease all funding to the United Nations and kick them out. And I have a dream that my two little grandchildren will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, or for the fact that they are American or that they are Christian, but by the content of their character. Yes, I have a dream tonight. I have a dream that freedom will end at our southern borders until those who wish to break and enter choose to become citizens the right and proper way and truly become Americans. And I have a dream that Americans will finally accept responsibility for many of the problems in America today, and will, for now and evermore, take an active part in restoring this nation to its rightful owners. And I have a dream that Americans will stop discriminating against real Americans and send the illegals packing. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day our elected officials across the land, from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado to the curvaceous slopes of California, from Stone Mountain of Georgia to Lookout Mountain of Tennessee, and every hill and molehill of Mississippi, and from the Big Apple to the Valley of the Sun and the City of Angels, and every village and hamlet in between, will awaken to their responsibility to protect and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and restore this nation to its greatness. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, every hill and mountain shall be made low, and the rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, and tomorrow will be soon enough, down in Crawford, Texas, with its prickly mesquite, with its main resident having his lips dripping with the words of lies, that Global Van Lines will be loading up their trucks with full clearance to move the contents and its owners and extended family members to the ranch in Paraguay. This is our hope. This is the faith that I end this program with tonight. And with this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. And with this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony. And with this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, and if need be, to go to jail together and to stand up for freedom together, knowing that one day we shall be free. And this will be the day when all children will be able to sing with a new meaning, "My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring." And if America is to be a great nation, my friends, this must become true. And so let freedom ring from the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire. Let freedom ring from the mighty mountains of New York. Let freedom ring from the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania. But God, let freedom ring. And when this happens, when we allow freedom to ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all God's children, no matter what color, no matter what religion, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of that old Negro spiritual, "Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty, we're free at last." I extend no apology, because obviously there are complete segments of this rendering I've given you tonight that were lifted directly from Dr. Martin Luther King's speech of August of 1963. But then you see, I at least am open enough to admit that. We've certainly altered the meaning of it here tonight. Or have we? Are we not but slaves in this nation? When you've got a vice president that goes on the air and said, "There's nothing wrong with finding out all we can about our citizens. There's nothing wrong with dipping into their bank accounts, their credit cards, getting credit reports to find out what they're up to." Well, Mr. Cheney, I'd like to know what you're up to. I want the ability to get into your credit report. And Mr. Bushes and Mr. Rumsfelds and Condoleezza Rices and all the rest of them. Why can they do it to us, but they, our public service, we can find and know nothing of? You see, the interesting thing is, when Dr. King gave his infamous speech in August of 1963, what very few people ever told you is that speech was lifted almost word for word by a speech written in 1952 by a professor at Columbia University. And I suppose 30 or 40 years from now, someone can take this same speech and they can alter it and twist it to have meaning for their life and times. We have problems here. How they're going to be addressed by you as an individual, it's your responsibility. You are the leader in your home. You must be a leader within your community, in your neighborhood. And tomorrow night I'm going to begin to give you the tools to begin fighting for what's right. We're not going to win every battle, but I'm going in with the mindset that we're going to give it everything we possibly have. And it's going to take a lot more than 200 or 400 or 600 people, 20 million, 30 million. We're going to reach out to everyone we can and get them involved. Yeah, I have a dream tonight. And I dream it when I'm awake, and I dream it in my sleep. Won't you share that dream with me? I'll be back within a few moments with some final closing comments.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
The final moments of Flipside for this evening. The date was April 20th, 1861. A letter written to a young woman, the sister of the author. And the letter, it stated, "With all my devotion to the Union and the feeling of loyalty and duty of an American citizen, I have not been able to make up my mind to raise my hand against my relatives, my children, my home. I have therefore resigned my commission in the army and save in defense of my native state, with the sincere hope that my poor services may never be needed." Letter written by one Robert E. Lee. Truly one of the greatest Americans in our history. This coming Friday, January the 9th, year of our Lord, 2007, will be the 200th anniversary of the birth of this truly great, great man. A great Christian, a great American, a great gentleman. A man who once said all the South has ever desired was that the Union as established by our forefathers should be preserved and that the government as originally organized should be administered in purity and truth. Ladies and gentlemen, interesting to look back in our history and see some of the truly great people that have forged this nation. 200 years ago, I learned in the fifth grade the difference between a Ulysses S. Grant and a Robert E. Lee had far more to do with their character than it did with the color of the uniforms that they wore. You might do some searching around the internet if you don't know much about Lee and about Jackson and some of these great people. Do a little digging around. Oh, yeah, I can invite you to the Federal Observer as well. And there's a couple of articles, and you can actually do a search and go even a little bit more deeply. And yes, I would invite you to do so. These are people that stood up for what was right. Here's a man who loved his country, Robert E. Lee, but knew he had to resign a commission in that country's army to defend his own land, Virginia, against foreign invaders, the Union troops from the north. Do you have the fortitude to do the same? How will, when the time comes, you stand up on behalf of your family? Will you stand up and prevent an invasion from those you don't want coming through your front door? Let's take the battle of the streets if we need to. On behalf of Republic Broadcasting Network, Robbie Noel, and myself, good Lord willing, I'll see you tomorrow night on Frank Whalen's show. Without apology, I am Jeffrey Dennett.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.